This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. For the second time in mere months, a robbery has taken place at a credit union office in the UH Student Center. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here live with the details. Good morning, Tom. What happened?
Well, Matt, it was just after 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. This man entered the TDECU branch inside the main student center. This is the main student center at UH, armed with a gun and demanding money. The suspect fled south toward the metro platforms at MLK and Wheeler. Now, witnesses described the suspect as an African-American man, 6 feet tall, with a slender build, wearing a black scarf covering his head, a black shirt, black pants, and gray sports sandals. He was carrying a black backpack with gray stripes. Now, the same credit union branch was held up back in October. No one was injured in that incident. The crime is being investigated by UH campus security. It is not known if the Houston Police Department is involved in the investigation.
All right, Tom. The Houston City Council approved a $30 million demolition program for blighted buildings yesterday. Even with more than 2,300 buildings in line for demolition, 7 council members voted against the measure. They were concerned about the funding source, the city's dedicated stormwater fund. Mayor John Whitmire's administration argues many blighted buildings cause drainage issues due to debris runoff and illegal dumping. Councilmember Sally Alcorn voted against the measure.
I want every bit of money in the stormwater fund set on clear infrastructure maintenance and improvements. And to me, it's just too much of a stretch to use that money for building demolition.
The measure passed with the support of 8 council members and Whitmire. State Representative Gina Hinojosa, the front runner for the Democratic nomination for Texas governor, made a campaign swing through Houston earlier this week. Our government reporter Andrew Schneider says Hinojosa faces a steep financial challenge in her effort to unseat Republican Governor Greg Abbott.
The latest campaign finance reports available from the Texas Ethics Commission show Abbott has more than $86 million in cash on hand. Hinojosa, who joined the race for governor months after the latest reporting period, declined to say how much she currently has.
Greg Abbott can have his campaign dollars and we'll have the people of Texas. Greg Abbott is deeply unpopular in this state. He is polling at 32% approval rating. He has to undo what people have been knowing of him for about 12 years. There's not enough money to do that in the span of this race.
The deadline to file a Texas campaign finance report for the second half of 2025 is January 15th. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
And federal researchers are asking for help in the search for their so far spotter buoy, lovingly named Bob. Researchers say that Bob is floating away from East Flower Garden Bank, which is located in the Gulf just 119 miles south of the Texas-Louisiana border. The Flower Garden Bank's National Marine Sanctuary uses the buoy to monitor wave height, wind speed data, and temperatures. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.